Hello and welcome to the Honest Property Investment Podcast. My name is Natasha Collins. I am the host of this podcast. I am also the founder of NC Real Estate, which is my firm of surveyors, which helps you to build commercial property portfolios in the UK. If you want to find out more about that, head on over to ncrealestate.co.uk. Now, I have to tell you that one thing you're going to want to do, if you're not already on it already, is join my mailing list, because that is the only place that you get invited to our complimentary masterclasses. We don't put it on social media. I don't put it on podcast, none of that. I just send it out to our mailing list and invite you to those masterclasses when they are on. If you're not on our mailing list, you missed last week's masterclass, where I invited my client, Mark Burrows, to come and share with you all of the details of his recent purchase. The overview of the purchase was that he bought a 2-retail unit in Oswestry Street. And originally, it was on the market at £180,000. Mark knew that he wanted to pay around £140,000 for the property. And at the time when it had first come to the market in July 2023, he had offered £140,000. That was turned down. And eventually, he got them to accept an offer at around about the £155,000 mark. But after going in and doing some research using a pre-acquisition survey, he realized that there might be some other things wrong with the building. Plus, a tenant had served their notice to leave, so he wasn't going to be getting the income that he wanted. He eventually negotiated down to that £140,000 price that he wanted to pay in the first place. Now, it's anticipated that when this shop is fully, or when this property is fully let, Mark will probably be getting in an income of around about £21,000, maybe more than that. How does he know that tenants are going to let it? Well, do you remember a few weeks ago, I think it was the first podcast in February, I put out a step-by-step as to how you find tenants for commercial property. If you don't remember that, please go back and have a look, because Mark used that 14-minute playlist, podcast episode, and from there, he got 11 interested tenants who wanted to take his space, and he hadn't even bought the property yet. So it is so vital that anything you do or listen to on this podcast, go take action on it. I'm not just telling you it for the fun of doing it. I am telling it to you so you can go and make money off of your properties. Now, the full details of this deal, it was an hour-long masterclass. If you are on the members club already, I have put it into the video recordings area, so you can go and watch back the replay. We do not send replays out to anybody else after the masterclass. It is only for people who are in the members club. So if that is you, you can watch the replay. If you are feeling like, oh my gosh, Natasha, I completely missed out, then I want you to join my mailing list. I'm going to put the link below. You are going to want to get onto it. I am going to also send you some introductory documents about how to get started with commercial property, so you are up to speed on the way we chat about things at NC Real Estate. Honestly, it's super valuable, but really all I want you to do is get on board with how we chat, so that when you jump into our services, when you jump into our masterclasses, you understand what's going on, right? Click the link below and join my mailing list, and therefore you won't miss out on these incredible masterclasses ever again, right? So if you want to come to them, that's what you've got to do. Okay, today's topic of conversation is if you're still not having offers accepted on commercial property, don't give up without listening to this podcast. Okay, so if you are a long-time listener, back on the 2nd of April, I put out a podcast called The 7 Reasons Your Offers Aren't Being Accepted on Commercial Property. If you haven't tried that yet, and you're thinking, Natasha, I'm putting offers on everything, please can you go back to that podcast and use that to make tweaks on your offer, because this is the follow-on podcast from that. So again, go back, 2nd of April, 7 reasons your offers aren't being accepted on commercial property. Use that, improve your offers, and then come back to me if it's still not working, because that is where this podcast picks up. So I know commercial property can be really frustrating. You get your offers right, you structure it in a way where the agent takes note, and still, you are not getting any offers accepted. Now, can I let you into a secret? That is quite possibly true for the majority of investors. You go out into the world, all guns blazing. Yes, I am going to invest in commercial property. Fabulous. Off I go. You get really excited. You've got your goals. You've got your target income. You've got your target purchase price. You know what you're going to be doing. Yay! Then off you go out into the commercial property market. You have got deals coming into your inbox, left, right, and center. And you're thinking, fabulous. There's things out there that I can bid on. You get in contact with agents, you do your due diligence, you do your deal analysis. You think, yeah, okay, even better, this deal's for me. You go out and you see the property. So now we're spending proper time on this property. Fabulous. You talk to the agent, you are making sure that you're showing interest, you get back to your desk, you write an offer, and you send it in. Yet nothing is happening. You're not getting any offers accepted. You're getting agents saying, oh, you were close, but so-and-so came and pitched you at the post last minute, or yeah, you were almost there, but you didn't quite get it. So then you go back to my podcast from the 2nd of April and you tweak your offers again and you think, fabulous, I'm now going to do this. I'm going to send these offers in and I'm definitely going to get commercial property. So you send those offers in. And whilst there will be a majority of you at this point which start getting offers accepted, there will be some of you who have to be more patient, unfortunately. You may still feel like, no one is accepting my offer. Okay, that is true. And then maybe no one is accepting your offer. So you start to get more and more and more downcast. You stop analyzing deals, you stop going out for viewings, you basically stop the process. And that is where you're making the biggest mistake. Property investing is a long-term thing. And whilst I do have clients who immediately after deciding that they want to invest in a property, they find something, they go under offer, fab. I also have clients who that doesn't happen to. And 6 months after starting looking, they've made 10, 15, 20 offers. They've been and seen loads of properties and still they haven't got anything accepted. But what I am seeing is through these clients being in the market, being there and talking to agents, constantly ringing up, constantly following up on the deals that they are interested in, deals come back around, right? Go back to Mark Burrows. When he was looking for this property in Oswestry Street, I mean, he did a huge amount of viewings. He did 27 viewings on different properties in and around Oswestry Street. He made 13 offers on those buildings. And still he wasn't getting anything coming in, or he wasn't getting things at the price that he felt that he needed to pay for it, but he just kept going. kept going back. Every time he saw something new, he would go view it. He'd phone the agent. He'd be like, I'm still here. Has anything shifted on that property? Is there anything else I could do? And then the agent comes back and thinks, well, this guy's serious. He's in the market. So I should actually give him a chance. And then because you're still there, because you can show proof of purchase, proof of finance, because you can show that you are going to be in that market and you are going to do what you said you're going to do, agents will start looking at you for deals. They know that you are there, ready to buy. I have people come to me all the time and say, well, Natasha, there's other people in the market who always buy property and I never get a look in. Well, sometimes investors just don't have the money to invest. It's not like every single day you have pockets full of cash. Even the biggest portfolios, the hundreds of millions of pounds worth of portfolios that I've worked on, sometimes they don't have money set aside to buy a commercial property or a residential property or whatever they want to do. You just have to sit there and be patient, but also keep in contact with these agents. That is how you get your offers accepted. Keep phoning back up. Even when it gets hard and you think, I've got no option, keep phoning those agents and say, hey, I put an offer in on this property. What happened to the property in the end? And the agent might think, oh, well, the current buyer is being really slow. Maybe I will move them onto a different property, or I'll give them an ultimatum. Hey, if you don't exchange by X date, I'm selling it on to another person. That way you're on the back burner. And for example, going back to Mark, and Mark, I know I've talked to you a lot. I talked about you a lot in this podcast so far. But from his strategy of doing the viewings, meeting the agents, putting in the offers, yes, he's just completed on one property, but another property that he really liked about 9 months ago has just come back to him. And he offered pretty low on that one. I think he was about 80 grand under where the asking price was. But he held firm based upon his research. He'd really done his due diligence in this area. They've come back 9 months later and said, hey, is that offer still on the table? Right? That's a lot of patience to have, but because he's been phoning the agent, keeping in contact with the agent, and actually showing that he's active in the area, he is now a credible investor that agents will come back to. Similarly, I have just seen in my inbox another one of my clients who had been looking at a small space at the back end of last year and had a price in mind that he wanted to pay for it. I think he wanted to pay around £60,000 for this property, but the seller wanted £80,000. He left his £60,000 on the table and just said, if you can't sell it to anybody else, come back to me. But this is the level that I'm prepared to pay based upon my research. Side note here, my clients haven't just picked random figures out of the air and hope for it. They have got research which they can talk to their client, to the agents about, and say, well, I've done my research here, and based upon X, Y, and Z, I can see that the value of this property should be here. Tell me if you think otherwise. And agents can't really argue with that. If you have your deal analysis, your comparables, all of your research, what are they going to say? Oh, no, that's not happened. If you understand what's going on in the area and you've got all that evidence, you're putting down strong offers. And there's not really too much they can say. They can just say, look, my client would like more money than this, so they're going to wait out for a higher offer. And if that's really what they want to do and the client wants to do that, there's nothing you can say in that moment that's going to persuade them to take a lower offer. But what you find is, if you stay active and you stay in contact with those agents, if the seller doesn't manage to sell it, there will come a point where they start thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have any options apart from going back to that one offer that I got at a price that was lower than I thought I should be selling at, but if that's where the market is, I'm going to sell it at that price. I've had another client in the same situation. She has been shopping around units for about 9 months now, and only within the last month has an agent started to take her seriously enough that he's moved on other buyers so that she can get access to purchasing a property at the price she wants. She stayed firm. She hasn't ever gone up to the wild prices that he wanted for these industrial units. She said, this is my target. This is what I want to do. Based upon my research, I know the purchase prices are around this price. So if you have anything around that purchase price, great. Here's the proof that I've got cash. I'll buy it off of you. Lo and behold, here we are with her having meaningful discussions on a property that that agent's now said, actually, this would be the perfect fit for you. What have these clients done? Well, they've had grit and determination. And I will say, this is why I run my accepted offer accelerator program for 9 months. Because whilst I know that some clients can find property immediately and they're lucky enough to go under offer, other clients it's going to take a long time because we are going to have to wait for these properties to come back around. That's pretty standard. But the biggest mistake you can make is thinking, oh, there's nothing out there for me, and just stopping altogether. You need to have an organized system of follow-ups, which is why I always say to my clients, we have to make sure our Trello boards are up to date so we can see where each of our properties are in the purchasing pipeline, and we can keep following up every week, every 2 weeks to find out what's going on with that property. If it's something you want, you might as well just make that quick phone call. Even if it's just leaving an answer phone message, all right, the agent knows that you're still interested. The agent knows that you're there. So they have you in the back of their mind, even if they don't phone you back. You know, it's the same as marketing. People can see what you're doing. They might not like it. They might not comment on it. But they see what you're doing. And the more they see what you're doing, the more they associate you with the things that you're putting out. Right? It's the same principle in property. You just have to keep going. That is how you're going to go under offer on commercial property. And so what if you don't go under offer in the first couple of weeks? So what if you don't go under offer in the first 3 months? So what if you, don't go under offer in the first 6 months? Hopefully you've got your money in a high interest savings account where you're making money on it anyway. I would hope. Obviously, I'm not a financial advisor, so I can't tell you exactly where to get it, but we are in times of high interest, so I would hope that your money is making something whilst you're searching. I really do hope. Which means that you're not in an overly big rush to get that property immediately. And again, that's why my programs last longer than, 8-9 weeks. Because sometimes you have to have some patience to keep going through and looking at these properties and trying again and trying again and trying again and phoning up. Yeah, it's repetitive. Of course it's repetitive. But that is how you're going to buy commercial property. All right? Hopefully this has been useful. Big takeaway, don't give up. Don't stop making phone calls. Even sending WhatsApp, sending messages, sending an email, those little things so that you're touching base with the agent. If you do that regularly, you will find a commercial property to buy. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I cannot wait to catch up with you again.